Well, there is evidence in the scriptures that St. Paul was rather long-winded. For example, there's a story in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 20, about Paul when he was gathering with the community of believers at Troas, and how he prolonged his speech until midnight, we are told. And there was a young man named Eutychus who was in that community, who was sitting in the window. And scripture says that Eutychus sank into a deep sleep while Paul talked still longer. And the upshot of it was that poor Eutychus fell out the window. You can read the rest of the story in Acts chapter 20, because it's a pretty remarkable story. And today in our second reading, Paul gives us this lengthy prayer, which is really one long run-on sentence. And I congratulate Danielle for being able to read that with meaning, because it's very hard sometimes to proclaim Paul when he has those long sentences that don't have a period. So, but it's a very rich prayer that Paul is praying, and in it we can discover three truths that help us understand this mystery that we celebrate today, the ascension of Jesus. First, Paul prays that the eyes of our hearts may be enlightened so that we may know the hope to which Jesus has called us. Now, today we celebrate that Jesus ascended to heaven, where he is seated at the right hand of the Father and dwells in the presence of the Father in his sacred humanity for all eternity. That, church, is the hope that Paul is talking about, to which Jesus has called us, that we also will dwell in our humanity in the bosom of the Trinity for all eternity. But that is a hope. It is not a guarantee. Jesus calls us to that hope, just like he calls us to follow him. We can choose to follow that call or not. What makes this hope possible for us is the sacrament of baptism, by which we are made members of the body of Christ. And where the head goes, so goes the body. But we have to live that baptism that makes us part of his body by daily dying to sin and living for God in Christ. To use another biblical image that Jesus himself gives us, that is like the idea of he being the head and we being the body attached to the head, we must be branches that receive our life from being attached to the vine. Because apart from Christ, we wither and we can do nothing. And we certainly can't go where he goes. So celebrating this feast of the Ascension today should stir up our hope to follow Jesus where he calls us. Now, the second truth that Paul's prayer illuminates for us about this feast of the Ascension is the triumph of Jesus in his ascension. Jesus has won. Jesus reigns. Jesus has conquered. Even though Hebrews chapter 2, verse 8 acknowledges that as it is, we do not yet see everything in subjection to him. That is why St. Paul says elsewhere in Scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 25, that Christ must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. But we have the privilege of knowing the rest of the story. And that's what we celebrate in this feast today. Jesus wins in the end. And we certainly want to be part of the winning team, don't we? And that leads us to the third truth that comes out in Paul's prayer about this Feast of the Ascension. In fact, it concludes the prayer. And it tells us how we can be on the winning team. It is brought out today in our Eucharistic prayer that we will pray, where it says in one place, Jesus now lives with you, Father, in glory, but he is also here on earth among us. And one of the ways in which Jesus is here on earth still among us is through his church, which is his body, which is us. Paul says that we, the church, are the fullness of him who fills all in all. And that is one of the primary ways that Christ reigns now. It is through our deeds of mercy, patience, giving for the good of others, peace, and forgiveness. Because we are his body, daily dying to sin and living his life. We're not just supposed to be pew potatoes who come to Sunday Mass. Thank you, Brennan. But striving actively every day of the week through the strength that we receive from the Eucharist at this table on Sunday to bring Christ's presence into the world through our thoughts, our words, and our actions. All of us together, the church, his body, are the fullness of him who fills all in all. And so if we are truly the body of Christ here on earth, joined to the head as branches are to a vine, then we shall go where he has gone and share in his triumph. May he be glorified forever. Amen.